I'm by remote. This is Elaine Hicks. I'm Diane Roberts. The World Health Organization says Europe again has recorded a new high in the weekly number of coronavirus cases. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has our story.
The figure, 927,000, supports the WHO view that the region has continued to show a rapid increase in cases and deaths, noting the continent saw a 25% spike in cases last week and was responsible for 38% of all new cases reported worldwide. The UN Health Agency also says France, Britain, Russia, the Czech Republic and Italy are responsible for more than half of the new COVID-19 cases in the region. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows said Wednesday the biggest sticking point in coronavirus relief negotiations remains funding for state and local governments, but added that progress has been made toward a deal. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said the White House and the Democratic majority U.S. House of Representatives, quote, are serious about finding a compromise, end quote, on a second massive round of coronavirus aid. U.S. lawmakers have repeatedly failed to reach an agreement on a second round of aid to millions of Americans impacted by the pandemic. The U.S. leads the world in deaths and infections. Brazil's President Jair Bolsonaro said Wednesday his government will not buy China's Sinovac vaccine against COVID-19, just one day after the health minister said it would be included in the nation's immunization program. Bolsonaro said on social media, quote, for sure, we will not buy the Chinese vaccine, end quote, responding to a supporter who urged him not to buy it. The president said the issue would be clarified later in the day. For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Unidentified gunmen took up to 20 people hostage in Georgia Wednesday in a branch of the Commercial Bank of Georgia in the town of Zugdidi, a TV channel reports police saying. They say negotiations were underway and the gunmen were demanding $500,000. Soldiers opened fire on Nigerian protesters against police brutality in the commercial capital Lagos Tuesday. Reuters reports witnesses said at least two people were hit by the gunfire. Thousands of Nigerians have demonstrated nationwide every day for nearly 2 weeks against a police unit, the Special Anti-Robbery Squad, that rights groups had for years accused of extortion, harassment, torture, and murder. Russia said Wednesday it hoped to resolve its differences with the United States on extending a key nuclear arms control treaty amid signs the gap between the two sides is narrowing. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said work on extending the New START treaty, which expires in February, was continuing at the level of experts. Quote, we hope that all differences about the issue will be overcome through dialogue, end quote, he told reporters. Peskov was speaking a day after the United States welcomed a proposal by Moscow to prolong New START by a year if both sides agreed to freeze their stocks of all nuclear warheads for that period. Signed in 2010, the last U.S.-Russia pact of its kind limits the number of strategic nuclear warheads, missiles, and bombers each country can deploy. The U.S. president stays on the campaign trail while his opponent preps for the final debate tomorrow. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
President Donald Trump campaigned in Erie, Pennsylvania Tuesday, where he told boisterous supporters a Joe Biden presidency would endanger energy jobs.
Joe Biden has repeatedly pledged to ban fracking, right? You've all heard it. Have you heard it?
In a virtual event from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Democratic vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris was touting the campaign's big tent.
Democrats, of course, but also Republicans and independents and people of every race and every background.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden remained home in Delaware with no public appearances scheduled before Thursday night's final debate in Nashville. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Japan and Indonesia on Tuesday agreed to accelerate defense and trade talks over mutual concerns about an increasingly assertive China across the Indo-Pacific region. The defense agreement makes Indonesia the 12th country to arrange such a deal with Japan. Indonesia now is the latest country on Japan's list to engage in ministerial talks after the two agreed to have their foreign and defense ministers meet at a later date. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.